pastor friend of mine who he always wears a suit and tie when he preaches every single week. And he unintentionally, but his church kind of started to pick up that, you know, sometimes he might not wear a tie, and his message kind of stepped on their toes a little bit that week. And sometimes he wouldn't wear a tie and he wouldn't wear a jacket, and it stepped on a few more toes. And so he started picking up on this. And so a couple of weeks ago, he was doing a series through the Ten Commandments, and he got to the commandment that says, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." And he was like, "Man, this one is gonna be a zinger." And so he showed up in jeans and a t-shirt to preach in, and they were like, "Oh my goodness, when pastor shows up in jeans and a t-shirt, we know to watch out." Well, I mix it up all the time. I wear dress clothes. Sometimes I wear this, so I can't really do that. So I came up with a new thing. Is normally I stand when I preach. So the lower I get to the ground when I preach, the more you should probably watch out, all right? I'm just kidding. That was totally a joke. It's okay. Don't laugh, guys. Don't laugh. It's all right. No, actually, this morning, I want to talk about something else. Is anybody thankful for Jesus? Anybody? Oh, man, I am so thankful for Jesus. Thanksgiving is just around the corner. It's this week. That's absolutely crazy to me. And Thanksgiving is supposed to be a time of celebration, right? Feasting with our family, celebrating the great things in life that we're thankful for, right? We're thankful for the home that keeps us warm. We're thankful for good family and company around us, thankful for the joys that we have in our life. And while I hope that all of you have a wonderful Thanksgiving full of celebration, full of family, I can't help but think of those who are going to be struggling during this time. Thanksgiving for a lot of people this year is not going to be the same. In many ways, it seems like 2021 has been a lot tougher than 2020. Can anybody else relate to that? Man, I thought 2020 was bad, but then 2021 smacked me in the face, and I'm like, what on earth happened? For many of us, 2021 has brought us the loss of loved ones that aren't going to be here for Thanksgiving for the first time. Some of you have had to make difficult decisions to place your loved ones in nursing homes or care facilities. Others have loved ones that are in the hospital, not sure if you're going to spend Thanksgiving with them. And even still, some of you are still grieving that death of someone near and dear to your heart. And while I think about all of the struggles and the tragedies and the heaviness that has been on all of us these last few months, it can become easy to get lost in the bad and terrible things that have happened this year. I know that was me this week as I was just processing all of the things that have happened this week with the Collins family and with Cage and just all of the other situations that have been going on in the community. There's just been such a burden and a heaviness. Have you guys felt that any at all this year? Just this spirit of heaviness that has been in our community. And it can become easy to get lost in thinking about the bad and the terrible things, and that's all we can seem to think of. And yeah, we have good times throughout the week and great times with family, but for some reason we just remember the bad things way more than the good. It can become easy to say, man, I have nothing to be thankful for this year because we forgot the fun things. But I want to encourage you this morning that this isn't true. See, if you feel as if you have nothing to be thankful for, I want to tell you this year, you can be thankful for Jesus. You can truly be thankful for Jesus. He is your sustainer, he's your provider, he's your comforter, he's your savior, he's your healer, your deliverer. Anything you need, Jesus is there for you. And as I've been just wrestling with just this heaviness that I know that I have felt, and my family has felt with getting COVID-19, and all of us have been admitted to the hospital this year, and just the things in the community. I know that we're not alone. All of you have your own situations that you've been dealing with. And in a community like Ten Sleep that is so close and so small, we feel all of those burdens that each one of us has. It's been heavy. I was reminded, though, of Matthew 11:28, when Jesus is talking to the Pharisees and to his disciples. He says this, and I don't have any graphics or anything this morning. Really, the reason why I'm sitting down is because I just want to have a conversation with you guys. And I just want you to know that, man, things are heavy right now. Things are difficult right now. But Jesus can take our burdens. It says this. It says, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I'm humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Man, Jesus says, my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. When I read those words, when Jesus says, come to me, and I, with your heavy burdens, and I will give you rest, you will find rest for your souls. I don't know about you, but I'm like, Jesus, I need rest in my soul right now. I need rest in my spirit. I don't know how to process some of the emotions that I'm dealing with and that I'm facing and the things that have been going on in life this year and in our community, but Jesus, you can give my soul rest. See, when Jesus first spoke these words, he was talking to religious people, people who had the idea ingrained within them that they had to do, and do some more. Anybody feel that way? Like, you just can't sit still, right? You just got to do, and do some more. That's how the Pharisees and the Sadducees were, because they were following the law in the Old Testament, where the closer you got to God was by doing, and doing some more. And Jesus is coming to these religious people. I'm losing my voice, guys. I'm sorry. But Jesus is coming to these religious people, and he's saying, hey, that's not what I'm about. I'm not about do this and do this and do this, and then you can come to me. No, come to me with all of your difficulties, with all of your burdens, and I will come to you and give you rest. The Jewish law combined with increasing taxes and the poverty level at the time, inflation, political unrest, health complications, griefs and losses, the overall weight of life. Does that sound familiar? All of these things, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the disciples in Jesus's time was facing, the same things we're facing. All of them were too much for the average person to bear any longer. How much more taxes does Rome need? How much more am I going to have to fight to put bread on the table to feed my kids? How much more am I going to have to see another loved one die and pass away before their time has come? It was too much to bear. But in this moment, Jesus is speaking to every single person who was feeling this spirit of heaviness upon them. And he said, come to me and I will give you rest. Come to Jesus. We can be thankful for Jesus because he will give us rest. No more was it you do this and you do this and do this and then you can have access to God. Jesus was flipping the script and saying, I am going to come to you and give your soul rest. Is anybody thankful for Jesus this morning? Man, Jesus, we are so thankful for you. That you come to us. We don't have to do. We just get to be. And that's good enough for you. Now, you all know me. I'm not the type of person or the pastor who attributes every terrible situation in life to a spirit, right? Not everything in life is always, this demon that's trying to do something or the devil trying to attack us. Sometimes life just happens. Can we all agree on that? Sometimes life just happens. I believe that a lot of the things that we face and experience are simply sinful effects of the sin in this world and in our souls, and it reminds us of our need for a Savior. But with that said, I believe that many people in our community are struggling more than we ever have before. Myself included. I think it's time we begin to be open about every conversation I have had over the last 2 months with people in our community. It's normally, hey, how are you doing? Oh, I'm doing good. And I say, no, how are you really doing? Well, this is going on. And this is going on in my family. And this person I know is in the hospital. And we're really struggling with this. And we are struggling more than we ever have. And I believe Again, I'm not one to attribute things to spirits all the time, but I believe that there is a spirit of heaviness over our community that Jesus is wanting to break through, to reveal his goodness, his mercy, his glory, and his praise. See, the spirit of heaviness is real. A spirit of heaviness, if you're not sure what that is, it's the way that I describe it is like this. Pastor Rod Loy, a great pastor and mentor in Little Rock, Arkansas, he describes it this way, and I agree with him. It's that feeling that you get when something seems wrong, but you're not sure why. Felt that before? Man, there's just something that is just not right. Man, I have conversations with this person, and I can tell there's just something that's not right. They are just struggling with something, and I just don't quite know what. It's what the spirit of heaviness is. It's real. When that spirit begins to affect you, you begin to feel isolated, right? You begin to pull yourself away. Pull yourself away from your family. Pull yourself away from your church. Pull yourself away from God. And you begin to just get in this bubble, and all of that heaviness feels even stronger because now you're trying to hold it all on your own. You feel isolated. You feel alone. You feel like there's no help around you. And that spirit of heaviness will begin to cause you to make emotional decisions that you normally would not make if you were thinking rationally. I've had a few of those this year. Anybody else? I tend to think I'm a pretty rational person. But man, when that spirit of heaviness comes upon you, you feel like, man, there's something wrong and I don't know what, so I need to fix it. And you begin to make decisions that you never would have made before trying to fix what you don't even know how to fix. Well, maybe I need to get a different job. Maybe I need to leave my spouse. Maybe I need to do something different. Instead of going to church, let me try alcohol. Let me try this other addiction. Let me turn somewhere else. Let me make a major purchase that I can't afford. Maybe even you've contemplated taking your own life this year. Like, man, just something needs to change. Spirit of heaviness, it begins to affect your soul from the inside out. So what do you do when you become affected by a spirit of heaviness? Some of you may not have felt this year, and I am so grateful for that. But I think a lot more of us say, man, yeah, this is real. Am I preaching anything this morning? Come on. So how do we deal with this spirit of heaviness? Here's how. You show your thankfulness for Jesus. You show that you are thankful for Jesus. Another way you can put it is you reach up to Jesus. When you feel isolated, when you feel alone, when you feel like there is no help around you, you reach up for Jesus. Here's what we do with the spirit of heaviness. Become thankful for Jesus. We have to recognize that the only way we're going to remove ourselves out from under the weight and the pressure and the heaviness that we're encountering is by reaching to our Savior for strength and for help. Jesus said to come to him if you are weary, if you're carrying heavy burdens. It's that word heavy again. And he will offer you rest. See, Jesus offers you spiritual rest because he knows that with rest comes strength. When you are sick, when you are hurt, when you get out of the hospital, what does the doctor tell you? You need to go and rest, because with rest comes strength. So many of us, our soul has been burdened and heavy, and it has been weighed down, and it needs to be strengthened again by the power of Jesus. And the only way for your soul to be strengthened is to find rest. And the only rest comes from Jesus. He's offering it to us. It's why when, like I said, you're sick, the doctor tells you to rest. So we come to Jesus, who gives our souls rest. But see, spiritual rest does not mean spiritual laziness. Right? When the doctor tells you to go home and rest, it's easy to be, oh man, I'm just laid up in bed and I'm being lazy. No, you're not being lazy. You are working. You're letting your body work and heal. Bart, I hope you're listening to this message online, because I know after your hip surgery, you don't like to be down. but rest is work. I might need to call him and preach that at him again. Spiritual rest does not mean you're being lazy. It means that we can't do the work of strengthening our souls on our own. You can't do it. You cannot strengthen your soul on your own. You need Jesus. We have to come to Jesus. We have to allow his Spirit to rejuvenate and transform us from the inside out. See, in the book of Isaiah, we see that it is only God who can do this. Isaiah says this in reference to Jesus and in reference to this spirit of heaviness. To show you I'm not just making something up here, okay? Isaiah chapter 61, if you want to write it down and look at it later, reading out of the New King James Version. Okay, I do know how to read from that version if you guys don't know. It says this, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good things to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted." Oh, by the way, Isaiah is talking about Jesus here, right? When he says he has sent me, he's not talking about me, Isaiah. He's prophesying about Jesus. So he's saying the Spirit of the Lord is upon Jesus because the Lord has anointed him to preach good tidings to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and listen to this, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. It is only Jesus who can take our spirit of heaviness that each one of us is feeling and turn it into a garment of praise. Aren't you thankful for Jesus? He can do that. When you're struggling, when you're full of pain, when your soul is burdened and hurting, Jesus says he will take our spirit of heaviness and turn it into a garment of praise. See, you can't take the spirit of heaviness off of yourself. Only Jesus can. He's the only one. And that's the issue, is so many times we feel this spirit of heaviness and we use physical means to try to shake it off. Right? We try to work harder to get this spirit of heaviness off. We try so many other distractions and addictions and all of those things I mentioned before, and you can't do it. See, there's something interesting here. Because we talk about taking off the spirit of heaviness, but here's the thing. This scripture in Isaiah never says that Jesus will take off the spirit of heaviness. Look at this. It says this, that he will take the garment of praise. He will give you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Jesus doesn't take off your heaviness to put on a new garment of praise. No, Isaiah says that he takes the spirit of heaviness that is on you and he turns that into the garment of praise. He doesn't completely remove the heaviness. He doesn't remove all of the burdens in your life. You're still going to go through the difficulty. You're still going to go through the pain. You're still going to go through the anguish. But Jesus, instead of that weighing down on you, he flips it around and he says, hey, I'm going to use this to bring praise. You're going to find joy in this moment instead of pain. You're going to find strength in this moment instead of sorrow. He takes the spirit of heaviness and he turns it into the garment of praise. That's why praise and worship is so important. Because when you begin to praise Jesus, you are opening your soul up to allow Jesus to take what is weighing you down and to turn it into something that can glorify him. Praising God is powerful. It can literally transform the things in your life that seem to be holding you back from all that Jesus has for you and to turn it into something that draws you closer to him. This is what Jesus is meaning when he says to come to him with your heaviness and your burdens and he will give you rest. He will give you rest by turning that heaviness and those burdens into a garment of praise. His yoke is easy, his burden is light, because he will turn it into something to bring praise. when you begin to praise the Lord despite your circumstances. Your praise will bring into your soul overwhelming joy, overwhelming peace, and an assurance that wasn't there before. I promise you. And it doesn't have to be at church. You don't just have to praise God at church. You can praise God in your car. You just get out of the doctor's appointment and they still don't know what's going on. You just left the hospital visiting your loved one. You're in your mind thinking about the things that are going on in your world that just aren't right. Turn on some worship music. Begin to praise God. Let him take that heaviness and turn it into praise. And say, despite my circumstance, God, I'm still going to glorify you. If you're not about worship music, throughout your day, just say, hey, thank you, Jesus. Jesus, I'm thankful for you. Come on, you know how many times I've had to do that this week? So many times. Jesus, I'm thankful for you. Even when I didn't feel like worshiping, I just said, Jesus, you're still so much greater than anything I could do on my own. You begin to praise the Lord. You may even feel a literal weight and a sigh of relief that the burdens and the heaviness you have been carrying around is gone. Praise and worship is powerful. It turns your heaviness into praise. Like I said, it doesn't just have to be done at church. You can simply say, thank you, Jesus, throughout your day. Listen to songs in your car on the way home from work to pick up your kids from school that promote Jesus. Sometimes we listen to music that promotes the heaviness that we're feeling. You guys know what I'm talking about? That song that you just begin to well up and just cry because it just reminds you of the weight of the world and the situations you've gone through. I'll be honest, I hate those songs. As soon as those songs come on, my wife, she will just bawl her eyes out and cry and all this stuff. I'm like, nope, turning something else on. Let's worship Jesus instead of live in our sorrows. Which one are you going to feed, the heaviness or the praise? Now I understand. When you feel this heaviness, when your spirit is hurting and full of pain, the last thing we want to do is worship Jesus. Naturally in our flesh, that is not what we want to do. I'll be honest. This weekend when we were at youth convention, Kinsey sent me a text. I heard the news about Cage and Levi and Savannah. And I had been praying all week. Honestly, I probably prayed harder this week as a pastor than I ever have in my life. And we were in the middle of worship at youth convention. And I don't know about you guys, I got mad. Cage isn't even my child. I can't imagine how Levi and Savannah are feeling in this moment. But I know for me, as a friend, as somebody who loves them and cares for them, the last thing I wanted to do was walk back in that sanctuary and worship Jesus. It's the last thing I wanted to do. And I sat there. Actually, I stood there. And I'm listening to the songs, talking about Jesus and his power. And literally one of the lyrics was, you have the power to resurrect the dead. I'm like, Jesus. And in that moment, I had to make a decision. The Holy Spirit reminded me, this wasn't me, this was the Holy Spirit. And he said, hey, are you going to let this heaviness weigh you down? Are you going to reach up to the one who can bring you comfort, the one who can provide you peace, the one who can take the burden and turn it into something to glorify the Lord? And I didn't want to, but I lifted my hands. And I began to worship Jesus. And I said, Jesus, I'm not worshiping you right now because I feel like it. I'm worshiping you right now because you deserve it. Because despite my situation, despite what's going on in our community, despite the things that my family has been through this year, you still deserve the praise. You're still powerful. You're still sovereign. I still believe in the words that you've said in Scripture, that you will work all things together for the good of those who love you. And so I'm here, Jesus. I'm loving you and trusting that you'll work it all out for our good. It may not be natural when you feel heavy to worship, but it's right. You take off the heaviness. You allow Jesus to turn it into praise. See, this morning, many of us, we need to have our heaviness turned into praise. And I'm so thankful that Jesus is here this morning to do that for us. I'm going to have the worship team come back up to the stage this morning. And while they're coming, I want to share something I found to be extremely powerful. I was listening to a message this week by a pastor. I mentioned his name earlier, Pastor Rod Loy. He pastors a church called North Little Rock, Arkansas, called First North Little Rock. And he preached a similar message that I am today. In fact, I've never done this before as a pastor, but I listened to his message about the spirit of heaviness this last week. And I reached out to him and I said, Pastor Rod, can I use your message? Because what you spoke is exactly what our church and our community needs. So I took bits and pieces from his message. But one of the things that he shares in his message is he had a word from the Lord that he heard last week that he believed was not just for his church, but for other churches in America as well. And Pastor Rod, he shared the word that he received from the Lord. And I definitely believe that it's a word for our church as well. And as Pastor Rod felt the Lord speak these words to him, he wrote them down and he sent them to me when I reached out to him. And I want to read them to you. Again, these aren't Pastor Rod's words. These aren't my words. These are the words of God. This is what I believe God is saying to us this morning. That it's time to put off the spirit of heaviness. I am the Lord your God. I have called you to be difference makers who are filled with joy and peace. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. So come to me. Take off the spirit of heaviness and put on a garment of praise. For I am ready to deliver you and set you free to live the life I've called you to live. Life abundant and free and filled with my glory. Worship me in spite of your heaviness. Praise me through your fear. I want to change you before I change your circumstances. So do not allow the enemy to dictate your attitude or your actions. It is time to shine my light and share my love. I promise that in the last days I would pour out my spirit on all flesh, and I'm ready to do that. So get ready to receive. See, the thing that stuck out to me in this message, there's a lot. And I'd be happy to share it with you if you would like it. But the thing that really stuck out to me in this moment, as we're talking about this spirit of heaviness, is God said this, I want to change you before I change your circumstances. So many times we want it the other way around. We want God to change our circumstances so we feel better and we have the joy and we have the peace. But God is more concerned about your soul and changing you than he is your circumstance. He wants to use your circumstance to change you. He wants to change your soul. He wants to change your hurt into hope. He wants to change your worry into worship. He wants to change your pain into praise. But you have to allow him to do that. And it might be uncomfortable. Maybe during worship, as the worship team is about to start to sing here in a moment, maybe you normally sit. And as a representation of what you're expecting God to do in your life, maybe this time you stand up to show God that you are ready to take off this spirit of heaviness. That God, I don't want to worship right now. I don't feel like it, but you're worth it. Maybe you normally stand, but you don't sing. Maybe you sing out loud this time. Maybe you lift your hands in worship. See, why do we lift our hands in worship? It's not because it's this ritualistic thing that we do. It's because we're reaching up to God and we're saying, God, I can't do this on my own. God, I need your spirit in my life. Lord, I need you to take the heaviness and turn it into praise, turn it into joy, turn it into peace. See, when you come to God, you are becoming vulnerable. What did the police tell you to do when they come up to you? They say, put your hands up, right? Get in the most vulnerable position you can. I want to see that you don't have any weapons, that you're not armed. You are defenseless. And in our most vulnerable position, we come to God. And we say, God, do what only you can do. That's why we lift our hands. So this morning, I want you to hear the words that the Lord is speaking to us. He wants to turn your heaviness into praise. I want you to praise him as we sing these two songs, despite the heaviness and the burdens and the hurt that you feel inside. Don't push Jesus away. Come to Jesus and watch him in these next few moments give you rest for your soul.